talked about a sense of urgency. Do you feel like you guys are playing for the coach's job these last 10 games here? No one.
No, I wouldn't say that. You know, it's a business, and everyone's jobs, you know, up for grabs. Everyone's trying to, you know, fill your spot. You know, this is a business. So I would say we're playing for ourselves. And just, you know, to really go after these next 10 games, you know, we got to want that. And like I said, there's a sense of urgency.
You've gone through a lot already your rookie season, being asked to start right away, now going through a coordinator change. How much have you had to grow up, not just as a player, but as a person so far this season?
You know, this whole, you know, NFL thing, you know, it takes a lot out of you, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, horseplay and all that little kid stuff, that's all out the window. You know, the whole rookie thing, that's out the window too. You know what I mean? We have 10 games left, and it's time to get down to business. So I'm fully accountable for everything. So in that sense, I had to grow up a lot. So
I'm sorry if you've been asked this, but it's a pretty good tight end on that other team this weekend.
Real good. Former Cal Bear too.
Oh, I was going to ask you about that, about the alum connection there.
Yeah, he came and talked to us one time when I was, I was going into my senior year. You know, he's a good player, two-time athlete at Cal, baller, athlete, man, and he's a vet in this league. So, you know, I just got to do my job and do it well.
What was his message to you guys when he spoke to you?
You know, he was mostly talking about putting in the extra work. I remember him talking about all the extra work he puts in. And, you know, how he stays after practice and will stay on the jug machine, catch 50 catches, you know what I mean? And he also talked about the way he eats, too, and that's also important. I think he was just talking to guys, you know, that were older and going to make that transition to the NFL, you know what I'm saying, the next year. So, you know, I kept some of it. So, you know, putting in that extra work is definitely a big part of, you know, being in the league and being able to stay in the league. You know, some guys get complacent, some guys keep working, you know, and eating well. Right now, I can eat whatever I want. And but I know that at some point in time, it's going to have to change.
And when was it that he spoke to you guys on the camp?
Oh, man, it might have been my junior year going into my senior year, or it might have been my senior year. I'm not too sure. It might have been during spring ball. But I just know that it's hard to remember when he came and talked to us. I just know that he came.
For all the weapons they have on that Falcons offense, you know, White and Jones on the outside, Turner run the ball, how tough is it knowing that you have to also account for the best tight end to ever play the game in Gonzalez?
I'm excited, you know what I mean? This game's fun to me, and, you know, it's a game, you know what I mean? And he's one of the best tight ends to ever do it. It's going to be an honor to play, and I'm going to treat it just like that.
I know that you haven't really worked with Todd Bowles as much as the secondary guys have, but it seems like that you have a skill set that he can really take advantage of. I'm not expecting you to give game plan or what type of things to do, but are there creative ways that you think he can possibly utilize the things that you've been able to do?
I think, you know, he has a creative mind, and he's up for the task just as we are. And I feel like there's a bunch of players on our defense that have capabilities that that he can utilize, and I bet you he does. But as of right now, we're sticking true to what we know. So,
the fact that they're undefeated, does it add any more juice whatsoever?
I'm just taking it one game at a time. The fact that they're undefeated, you know, that's good for them. But as far as we're concerned, it's another game, and we got to get to it. So.
D'Amico is one of the leaders on this team. Has he said anything special to you guys coming out of the bye week? You know, just a rally around, anything along those lines?
Nah, everyone knows it's time to get back to work. You know what I'm saying? From the coaches to the players, and, you know, and back to the, you know, players to the coaches again. Like, we all got to get it. You know what I mean? Everyone's accountable, so that's what we're going to do.